Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, September 11, 2008. It is now about 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. I know this is kind of early in the morning, but get your fingers walking and get on the phone. We got five open lines, please. That's 646-652-4620. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. And you, if you're listening to a rebroadcast, you also may phone in your questions or comments to area code 918-919-0101. I encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com. That's mytwocentsonline.com, and that two is a numeric two. He discusses economic issues and how they affect you. And folks, the rubber band is being stretched tighter and tighter and tighter. Do you know silver went down to $10 and something cents per ounce yesterday? And that may be a result of a decrease in industrial production, which will tell you something about, if that's true, tells you something about our economy. However, try to buy large quantities of silver coins at your coin store. You'll find out that they're out and they're asking for a $3 and $4 premium. Things are not right, folks. You know, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, it's interesting that we would be broadcasting on September 11, 2008, after that devastating attack on the United States on September 11, 2001. Now, folks, there are plenty of conspiracy theories out there, and you know what? We shouldn't call them conspiracy theories. I object to that. There are plenty of suppositions as to what really happened on that fateful day. We don't know. We still don't know. After 7 years, we still have no response from our government regarding what happened that day. Oh, we had a commission, a 9/11 commission report, and the people who wrote that report actually wrote a rebuttal to their own report afterwards because they knew they did not want to be held holding the flag, you know, when everything came down. It's kind of a shame when you think about it. Here we had one of the worst attacks on American soil. We know really very little about it. No one was blamed. Everyone had an excuse. It was just a confluence of events, and just, you know, the timing just wasn't right, and everyone sort of just moved on in government. Thousands of people were killed. Now, the people that were in the building got killed initially, but then hundreds and maybe thousands died in the aftermath from the exposure to all of that, all the fumes and the vapors, the gases, and the dust. Now, folks, my business is an industrial health testing business. We go and we're, quite frankly, we're experts in respirators. Very simply, that's what we do. We fit respirators on employees. We don't sell them. We just fit them, and then they can order the respirator that we fit them on. When I watched the day of 9/11, and again on 9/12, on the September 12th, I, of course, watching in horror, as everyone was. And one thing that I did notice is that when the EPA said that, the air is okay to breathe. Now, this is before I had any even inkling at all. I mean, zero inkling that the government may have known or been complicit or however you want to word it, or somehow could have prevented this. Let me be nice about it. The government could have somehow prevented this attack. Right? I think this is the way we should approach this. The government had the facilities to stop what had transpired. But aside from that, I mean, I wasn't thinking about that whatsoever. I was there watching in horror, as everyone else in the world was. And when they came out with that statement, I think it was on September 12th, that the air is okay to breathe, I literally screamed at the TV set and said, no. Now, I did not do an air quality analysis on that location, but, you know, I can tell you, I mean, just by looking at the place, just the density of the particulate matter on the screen can tell you that wasn't a particularly safe place to breathe. Now, I'm in factories, I'm retired now, but I was in factories nearly every day of my life. And places that looked pristine, people had to wear respirators because the particulate count was above what they called the permissible exposure level, the PEL, according to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. And this is the guidelines we went by. And they were relatively accurate. And here we have this smoke and fumes and gases. You can't even see through it. And they're saying, oh, it's okay. Then they came out with a comment that really irked me. But again, I had no suspicion that there may have been a problem somewhere. Again, my focus was, look how horrible this thing was. I still was in shock like everyone else. And then they said that they're going to issue several thousand respirators, make them available, you know, to the rescue crews. And again, I yelled, no, you can't, because I know my customers try to order respirators. They can order a few. They can't order thousands. There ain't no thousands in the pipeline. It's a just an inventory item. People don't have respirators sitting around. And I said, no, they can't do that. Because I was thinking if they were going to issue respirators, they were going to issue respirators of the proper type, you know, for the conditions that they were in. And then the following day, I noticed that everyone was wearing paper respirators. Again, I said, no, that's not right. Now, I can spend an entire broadcast explaining to you, to my listeners, why what the government did, the EPA, OSHA, what they did had my customers done, they would have been fined and thrown in jail. And this did not hit me until a couple of years later, until someone said, you know, there's something wrong with this, you know, the commission, it just doesn't make any sense. And he gave me some information. I went online and all of this recounted to me. And I said, you know, I knew there was something wrong at the time. Now, this is my personal experience. I'm an expert in a certain field. I know what I'm talking about. This is not supposition. This is not someone told me who knows something about respirators. I know my bananas. And I'm looking, and on the second day, the day after 9/11, I'm screaming at the TV set saying, no, you can't. No, that's wrong. Why are you saying that? Without, now listen to this, without questioning whether or not the government was lying about everything else. Now think about that. Because I was still in that state of, you know, of shock, of disbelief that these horrible people did this horrible thing to us. This was the only thing I was thinking. I was like every other American. And here I am, literally, I'm yelling to the TV as if they're listening to me. I will just briefly, because I want to get on to some other subjects. But I want to brief, because this is 9/11 and this really irks me so much. Now, I don't know about any of the other issues. There are experts in other issues, and I've read some of those testimonies, and they sound very plausible. My point being is I take the same position that Bob Bowman does, the retired colonel who's been on the Bob Bowman tour talking about Congress and how corrupt this whole government is. And he said, the truth about 9/11 is that we do not know the truth about 9/11. And I could not agree with him more, because just in my small world of respirators, I'm looking at the TV set and I'm screaming, saying, no, that's not right. In order to qualify to wear a respirator, you need to have respiratory training. Well, obviously, these people didn't go through an hour's worth of respiratory training. Secondly, the respirator has to fit the conditions. Well, the conditions are different. The conditions at exact ground zero, where they were pulling the bodies out of the rubble, is very much different than the conditions maybe a block or two away. Although a block or two away still would have required a respirator. There was dust, mists, fumes, gases, vapors. They all require a different respirator or a different type of filter on the respirator. And yet everyone was given a paper mask. And now most of the rescuers, or many of the rescuers, have died or are dying. And the government doesn't acknowledge that. That's what burns me up. That's what we should be protesting. That's why we shouldn't give up. We shouldn't say, oh, you conspiracy nuts. Because I'm not a conspiracy nut. I object to that. But when I see something, I say, geez, we deserve an explanation to that. I want OSHA and the EPA to explain that to me. An expert in respirators, explain to me why they issued paper masks without fit testing them to make sure they fit. And because you have to be fit tested, it's like buying a suit. Could you imagine going into a store, and if you're a female, a dress, a man, it'd be a suit, and going in and say, yes, give me the blue suit, please. What size you wear, that makes no difference, just give me the blue suit, and walking out. You may be a 42 long, and you just picked up a 46 short. Is the suit going to fit? Please don't answer the question. The same thing with respirators. There are all different sizes. In fact, the government requires the companies to have more than one manufacturer of respirators on site, because they know that regardless how big a manufacturer may be, no matter what their selection is for respirators, they know that no one manufacturer can comply with the shapes and whatever of every single individual in their place. And yet, they hand out several thousand paper masks. Folks, that was wrong. I'm an expert. You're hearing this firsthand. This is not supposition. This is not conspiracy. This is not, you know, Bobby who told me, who has a friend. I'm the expert. In Oklahoma, I'm the expert in respirators. Always have been. At least for the past 15 years. People call me from all over. They have a question for respirators. They call my company. We know our bananas. And we work with some of the finest industrial hygienists in the country. And I'm sitting there and I'm yelling at the TV screen, no, no. And to my own amazement, it never dawned on me that the government not only lied about the respirators, because they did, I can vouch for that. And you know what? I'll tell you what I'll do. I will even go to court. I will even go under, put me under, you know, under court jurisdiction, under deposition, and I will testify. That's how I'll go on record of saying that. And so would anyone else who's not a crazy neocon who believes everything that the government tells them or is afraid of the government. There's thousands of people who do the same thing I do, that I would do, I should say. There are industrial hygienists who will say, that's crazy. They say the EPA did an air quality analysis. Well, there was dust, there was mist, there was fumes, there were gases, there was vapors. And they give him a paper mask? Oh, please. Now, what's the probability of those paper masks being correct? Zero. And what's the probability that those paper masks all fit the people properly? Zero. And do you know, in order to wear those masks, you have to be perfectly clean-shaven? How many of the people on Ground Zero were clean-shaven? Because if you have facial stubble, they don't work. That's where, That's where the contaminants go. Now, that's my small world, folks. My small world of 9/11. Now, if my small world says there's something really wrong, and that's a small world of mine, you can imagine, if they lied about blatantly about something so obvious, you could imagine what the government is saying about everything else. If the government had absolutely nothing to do, nothing, I'm talking about nothing. I'm not saying they flew the planes, like some people say, oh, you think Bush was flying the planes himself? None of that stupid stuff. But if the government was not complicit in some way, it would be the first time in 150 years of American history that they were not, including Pearl Harbor. But Americans are so afraid of the truth. They are so afraid of their belief systems being scarred that they don't want to know the truth. They love George Orwell. Just don't tell me. Or tell me what I want to hear and I'll obey. I get so damn mad about that subject I can't see straight. Because I knew from the very beginning the government was lying. From the very, very beginning, and it never dawned on me. I don't know why my head was so thick. Folks, it's now about a quarter to the hour. This is Joe Cristiano. I'm sorry for ranting and raving, but I'm just hot about that subject. And I'm so damn sick of people saying, oh, those conspiracy nuts, man, they're crazy. Our telephone number is 646-652-4620. 646-652-4620. If you're listening to rebroadcast, it's 918-919-0101. That's 918, area code, 919-0101. You can send me your comments at any time to comments@libertytalkradio.com. And these kids that you see in the street saying 9/11 was an inside job, I'm starting to believe them. Because the more I think of it, the angrier I get. And so should you. So should the world. And look what we got for it. We got an invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan, two sovereign nations. And we are paying for it. And now look at our financial markets, down the tubes. Look at our debt structure, down the tubes. Everything is down the tubes. And all you get are happy faces on TV. We should take every damn TV and we should roll them down the streets. Into the junkyards. And when the internet starts making real progress, when we get real news from the internet and people start waking up, I can guarantee you one thing. There'll be so much government regulations on the internet, we're going to have to find an alternative way to find our news. Because this station will go off the air, I can tell you that. I'll be the first one to go off the air, me and several others. George Orwell, 1984, we surpassed that. He would be impressed. Now, our subject for this morning is screw the taxpayer. Well, the taxpayer already got screwed with 9/11 because we paid for it. Do you know everyone who was involved in that or should have prevented it? Everyone who should have prevented it. And there were several departments. I mean, the major departments. All of them were out to lunch. Every one of them. If that was a company, everyone would have been fired. I mean, literally, there would be no one left in the government. It would be a void. There'd be animals roaming around because there would be no one in Washington, D.C., which is the way it's supposed to be. I want to read you something from the Information Clearinghouse newsletter. I'm sorry. Now, this is a newsletter that I encourage my subscribers to subscribe to. You don't have to send much of a donation. Send something. They do a fabulous job. Now, this is from Jacques Barzun. I don't know who he is. He says, from dawn to decadence. Oh, okay. HarperCollins 2000. He says, the nation in arms is virtually a communist state. And this is what we did. We used 9/11 to be a nation in arms. The people must be paid wages. Haha, must be paid wages, right? Here we go, the taxpayer. And fed and protected and regimented behind the lines as much as on the front. And that's what happened on 9/11. They set every citizen up, including stupid me, behind the government. Minds must be kept loyal at the right pitch of hate. so that successive drafts of fighters are accepted without murmuring. Letters and newspapers must be censored while the propaganda mill grinds on. And they do that, and they what they say is that it's for national security. That's why we have to be careful what we say. And it's the exact opposite. As for decisions of strategy and overall command, they must please many masters, dissenters in the cabinet, the heads of the allied states, and public opinion. Hence, failures must be disguised and concealed. 9/11. I'm going to read that again Sunday night, and I'm going to talk about the American soldier. Something as sacred as that, I'm going to talk about. Because I have friends who are high-ranking military personnel. And they have got to live in two worlds. They have to be in conflict. Let's take a look at some of the issues regarding screwing the taxpayer now. T. Boone Pickens, my favorite guy. I tell you, I love this guy. This guy can look at everyone and put a commercial on. Actually, look at all of us and lie through his teeth, his oil teeth. He says, energy independence. He has an ad out. This is great. He has an ad, and the ad says that that Iran is running their cars on natural gas, and they're an oil-producing nation. He says, why can't we? Well, he's making it sound as if natural gas is a better alternative to oil because they have one of the world's largest reserves of oil. Well, folks, the reason why they're running on natural gas is because Iran has zero refining capability. They have to import their refined gasoline, which is extremely expensive, which is in short supply, and there's an embargo against them from certain governments. So that's why they run on natural gas. Again, more misleading crap, so we can buy into his programs, you know, and screw the taxpayer. Look at the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac bailout. Now, folks, the stuff that is on the books of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac can be classified as toxic waste. All the good stuff the banks kept. They're not stupid. They gave to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac the garbage, the stuff that they that was high risk. So because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have somewhere around $5.2 trillion in mortgages, I will bet. Now they say, well, maybe as much as $500 billion. The government puts it at a max of $25 billion, by the way. But independent sources say $500 billion. I say hogwash to $500 billion. I'll bet closer to $2 trillion, maybe $3 trillion of that is toxic waste that they'll never collect. And the taxpayers will pay for that whole damn thing. And when the taxpayers wind up paying for it, it'll inflate the dollar. And when it inflates the dollar, the foreign governments will stop buying our debt and will stop printing money, and we will go through a depression like you have never seen before. It's very simple, folks. Just follow the money. It's a very simple system if you just follow the money. Let's look at another thing. Environmentalists want to go green, but on their terms. And that means government subsidies, biofuels. And in fact, most green energy is not so green. Now they've put a squabosh on windmills. In fact, in Britain, they stopped. It was illegal now to have windmills. Because actually, some windmills actually cost more to generate and store the electricity that's being generated, you know, than it generates. It's a negative. And here in the United States, millions and millions of birds are being killed. And bats. Apparently, there's a difference in air pressure, and the bats are attracted to it, and they go right into the blades. And bats are incredibly important for our ecological balance. You know, they eat all the bugs and stuff like that. Very, very important. Of course, we portray the bat as, you know, vampires and bad, and they should all die. No, they are critical. They're like snakes. Snakes are critical. They eat rodents. They're not bad. But of course, we have belief systems because something in the Bible or some religious book said the snake is bad. We got to kill all the snakes. Look at Ford. Ford and GM, they are now going to the government asking for $50 billion. Now, you know, folks, you got to think for a while. You got to say, well, the government has now bailed out investment houses. Why? I mean, they have nothing to do with investment houses. Now they bailed out a private company that held mortgages, should be a solid company, and yet we're gonna drown on that. Now the auto industry is going to the government. Do you see a trend there, folks? It's screw the taxpayer time. Screw the taxpayer. And they always put, they can have cake that has botulism, is rotten, it smells, and they'll put whipped cream on it, and they'll sell it to you. And you know, this is great. Talk about going green. Ford came out with a new car, gets 65 miles to the gallon. Cute car. Saw a picture of it. It's being sold in Europe because we're not very friendly to diesel. 65 miles on a gallon. Unfortunately, here in the United States, it'll cost $24,575 if you want to buy one. And no one's going to buy a small car and spend over $25,000. Folks, every single program that we have, and this goes, by the way, John McCain is, we cannot vote for John McCain. We just can't do that. This guy, everything he says just absolutely makes me sick. And we absolutely cannot vote for Barack Obama. Everything that guy makes me want to puke, excuse the expression, early in the morning. But it's horrible how we get two characters like this to be the top of both major political parties is beyond me. We need someone like Ron Paul. The closest we've got so far is Bob Barr of the Libertarian Party. If he's running in your state, he's not running here in Oklahoma, most likely, because we probably will not get on the ballot because of the restrictive ballot access. But at least with Bob Barr and Wayne Root, and Wayne Allen Root I really like. I wish Wayne Allen Root was running for president. I sort of like his attitude towards things. He's pragmatic, you know, and he's libertarian in approach. But Bob Barr, I think, is really doing a good job in trying to reach out to people saying, government is not the answer. Let's get government out of the way, and let's get back on the free enterprise system. We can handle this ourselves. And I have to agree with that. There are a few issues that I disagree with, and he is not an advocate of 9/11, the truth movement. And that really bothers me. Now, he doesn't have to be conspiracy theorist, but at least he has to be brave enough to say, I question the reports that the government puts out. And he's not saying that. And that bothers me. And Bob, if you're listening to this, change your mind. Change your position. Get on the right track. Well, folks, geez, it's wow, we only have 1 minute to go. Wow. And I didn't do half the things I wanted to do. Well, we'll do them Sunday evening. It is now about 1 minute to seven. And this is the end of today's broadcast. Wow, that went fast. I guess I spent too much time on the 9/11 thing, and I got myself all heated up for no reason at all. And now I'll have to sit down for a while and get my blood pressure down. This is the end of today's broadcast. Now, I'll be back live again Sunday night at 8 o'clock, and we'll continue this. And our subject will be the American soldier. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away, or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. Now, folks, if you're allowing, that means you're lazy. If you're striving, you're doing something. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated. Your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. That's the free life, folks. Embrace it. This is what America is about. The government is like training wheels. That's no fun. No fun at all, and you'll never learn to ride a bike. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, don't steal, the government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.